Right, and what's happened to mute? Sorry, that's.
Muted, I can see.
Am I muted?
No.
Have I
No.
muted you?
No, you
No.
haven't
No,
muted
we
her.
can mute
Not
ourselves.
yet.
Can you mute yourselves? Because that
Yes, we mute
little, lovely
ourselves.
little thing that said mute is now no longer there. Hang on.
But the phone people can't mute themselves, though, can
No. Never mind. Oh, how peculiar.
Yes, we
Where's that
can.
gone?
Well, I can. Oh, you can?
Oh.
Oh, well done.
Okay, I think we are recording. And I don't know why I can't see the mute thing. Anyway, there you go. Let's start again. Oh Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall
And our mouths
proclaim your
shall proclaim
praise.
your praise.
Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you, and also with you. Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our midst this Palm Sunday. With the crowds in Jerusalem, we cry, Hosanna, and blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. May this time of celebration help us to walk faithfully with you from Palm Sunday to Good Friday. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we confess that we are often creatures of the crowd, swayed by the herd. We move this way and that, too fearful of standing out. In this age of fake news and misinformation, we allow ourselves to believe what we want to believe, just as those in Jerusalem did, shouting for Jesus' blood. Forgive us, Lord, if we do not bear Christian witness in our own troubled times. As we remember Christ's journey to the cross, we recommit ourselves to standing up for Jesus, the King, who deigned to empty himself in humility and to give himself up to death for us. Amen. When we have failed to hear the voice of conscience, you forgive us, O Lord, when we confess we were wrong. When we have remained silent in the face of injustice, you forgive us, O Lord, when we confess we were wrong. How wonderful is your forgiveness, Lord, from age to age the same. Amen. Now, Andrew's got our first reading.
Our first reading is from Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be
be
to
to
God.
God. And our psalm this morning, verses taken from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And Andrew's got our second.
Our second reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, beginning at the first verse. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, "See, your king comes, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their coats on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
I have a poem for you to begin with by Malcolm Guite. Palm Sunday. Now to the gate of my Jerusalem, the seething holy city of my heart, the Saviour comes, but will I welcome him? Oh, crowds of easy feelings make a start. They raise their hands, get caught up in the singing, and think the battle won. Too soon they'll find the challenge, the reversal he is bringing changes their tune. I know what lies behind the surface flourish that so quickly fades, self-interest and fearful guardedness, the hardness of the heart, its barricades, and at the core, the dreadful emptiness of a perverted temple. Jesus, come, break my resistance and make me your home. This week, I read an article written by a woman whose daughter had had anorexia. During the worst of her illness, the daughter had to be hospitalized for both her physical and mental health. The mother was told that she would not be able to see her depressed and malnourished daughter for several days. The mother was distraught. She found herself wandering aimlessly around the town and found herself in a Christian bookshop. She walked in and wandered the aisles, and a woman with a kind face approached her. "Can I help you find anything?" she asked. The mother burst into tears and said nothing. The woman gave the mother a hug and said, "Wait there." After disappearing for a minute, she returned with a small velvet box. Inside was a tiny silver crucifix on a chain. Pressing the necklace into the mother's hands, she said, "Hold this. Keep it with you. Only a suffering God can help. Only a suffering God can help." I now know this was what these were words spoken by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. These are strange times, and there is so much suffering everywhere. Some of us have lost jobs, pensions, savings, our futures. Some of us are numb and disassociated, unable to process the scope of what's happening around the world, impending war, famine, and despair. And some of us are depressed, anxious, lonely, terrified. Some of us are sick. Some of us are grieving our dead. What is there to say in times like these? What does our faith offer us? On this Palm Sunday, I think it offers us this: only a suffering God can help. And a suffering God, a crucified, broken, desolate God, is what we have. I know that there's so much to be asked and said and pondered and debated about the theological meanings of the cross. What precisely happened when Jesus died? What did his crucifixion accomplish? What can we know for sure about sin and sacrifice, death, atonement, and eternity in light of Jesus' death? These are all essential questions, and wise, probing minds have considered them for centuries. But right now, what strikes me most is not the theology. What strikes me most is the story itself. This is a story of Jesus entering into Jerusalem as a king, but it's also a story of betrayal, denial, and abandonment. It's a story of cruel, unjust trials, false accusations, and Jesus's mysterious silence. This is a story of floggings. It's a story of thorns. It's a story of wounds. It's a story of fear. For those of us who've grown up in the church, it might very well be the case that the actual horror of Jesus' death has faded into overfamiliarity. We're used to worshipping in front of the cross. We've seen so many icons of Christ crucified that we barely notice them. But what would happen if we could shake ourselves out of this familiarity for a few minutes and see the story with fresh eyes? What if we could look at the cross and see what Jesus's first followers saw? The Jesus we find in Matthew's gospel is not a Jesus who presides victoriously over his own final chapter. He is a man who suffers utter vulnerability and isolation. When he prays in Gethsemane, he throws himself on the ground and pleads for his life. His flogging at the hands of Pilate's soldiers weaken him so much that he can't bear the weight of his own cross. Simon the Cyrene carries it for him. His last word before dying is hardly a word at all. It is a howl, a wrenching cry of defeat and abandonment. Following this shamed and suffering God is not easy. On the cross, Jesus bears the violence, the contempt, the pain, and the humiliation of the entire world and absorbs it into his own body. He declares solidarity for all time with those who are abandoned, oppressed, accused, mocked, and murdered. He bursts open like a seed so that new life can grow and replenish the earth. Jesus was and is many things: teacher, healer, companion, and Lord. And it is essential that we experience him in all these ways. But the heart of who he is revealed at the cross. Only a suffering God can help. Only a suffering God can help us bear our own burdens. Only a suffering God can show us the way and lead us home. Only a suffering God can teach us how to love. I have no idea what Jesus can have been thinking as he rode into Jerusalem, knowing all that he would have to face. He must have felt so vulnerable and alone. He knew that the cross was coming. As Christians, we love because the cross draws us towards love. Its power is as compelling as it is mysterious. The cross pulls us towards God and towards each other. Whether or not we want to see Jesus shamed and wounded, here he is, drawing us closer and closer to the darkness where light dwells. This is the solid, holy ground on which we stand. To take up a cross, as Jesus does, is to stand with the world in its pain, to identify ourselves wholly with those who are aching, weeping, screaming, and crying. Taking up the cross, recognizing Jesus Christ crucified in every suffering person that surrounds us, and pouring our energies and our lives into alleviating that pain, no matter what it costs. It means trusting that God is in the very midst of the loss and terror, mourning with and for us. It means accepting that we will die, if not now, then later, and trusting that we, like Jesus, will also rise again. It means speaking back to our own trembling hearts, which so often prioritize self-protection over everything else that matters in this life. I'll be honest, like many of you, I come to this Holy Week tired, uncertain, and afraid. Who knows what lies round the corner? I can imagine most of it, and sometimes I can't bear any of it. But I know that Jesus can. If anything, if the Christian story is true, then this must be true as well. Our suffering God will not leave us alone. There is no death we will die, big or small, literal or figurative, that Jesus will not hold in his crucified arms. So here we are. Welcome to Holy Week. Here we are, and here is our suffering, sorrowful, saving God. Here are our hosannas, broken and unbroken, hopeful and hungry. Here is the cross upon which you and I stand. It is indeed holy ground. And this morning we say, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes to die that we will live. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to pray. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We cry, Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Lord Jesus, we turn to you in prayer as we walk with you on the way to the cross. First, we come to you with joy and celebration. Thank you for being the God who loves us, the God who came to save us, the God who brings us new life. We thank you for all the good things that have happened this week in our lives. We thank you for coming to be our King. We pledge ourselves afresh to make you King in our lives and in our church this week. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We cry, Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
to the King. Lord, as we continue our journey with you towards the cross, we remember how you turned the tables of the money changers in the temple, declaring that your house should be a house of prayer. We pray for our churches and cathedrals, that they may be respected places within our nation. We pray that all who visit them may sense your peace and presence. We ask that those who come to special services over the next week will have a deeply meaningful encounter with you, leading to a lasting relationship. We pray for our clergy and other church officers, particularly at this very busy time. In their busyness, may they find new strength and joy in serving you and opportunities for rest and reflection. We pray for God's blessing on Archbishop Sarah Mullally following her installation on Wednesday. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We cry,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
to the King.
We remember, Lord, that quiet supper you had with your friends. Thank you that you walked amongst us, showing us what a true relationship with God looks like. Help us to follow in your way of service, not trying to be better than others by putting the needs of friend and stranger before our own needs. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We
cry,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
to
the
King.
King. Lord, as the rulers of Jerusalem and Rome arrested, tried, and crucified you, we are so aware that the place where you walked, talked, lived, and died is still a place of conflict and turmoil. Lord, we cry out to you as Prince of Peace to bring peace in this difficult and dangerous time. We pray for the leaders of the nations that they will recognize you for who you truly are, bend their knees in awe, and say with us, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We
cry,
cry,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
to
to
the
the
King.
King.
Lord Jesus, we walk the heavy road with you toward the Garden of Gethsemane. We see your tired, confused friends unable to watch with you, and we see the one who would betray. Lord, we are sorry for the times when we disown you, for times when we should stand up for you, but instead we either deny you or walk away. Give us the courage to admit that we are your friends, no matter what the cost. Lord, we pray for those who once followed you and loved you, but have now turned away. Lord, help us to bring them encouragement and to let them know that you still love them and will never stop loving them. May they see new visions of you this Easter. We ask, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We
We cry,
cry,
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
Hosanna
to
to
the
the
King.
King. Lord Jesus, now we see the agony of Good Friday as you hung on that cross for us. Lord, we can never thank you enough for your great sacrifice. We fall at the foot of your cross now in silence and awe. As you hung on that cross, still you were thinking of others. You saw the pain of Mary and John. You put them together in a family. Lord, we pray for everyone we know who is in pain, whether that be the pain of bereavement, the pain of illness, the pain of depression, the pain of separation from loved ones. And we think especially this morning of Steph, Jack, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Margaret T, Elizabeth, Joy, Tony, Brian, Alison, Margaret R, Nigel, Audrey, Sharon, John P, John L, Richard, Kathy, and Bob. And we pray this morning for Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. Lord, just as you comforted Mary and John, please comfort those whom we have just named. Bring wholeness out of fragmentation. Bring peace where there is turmoil. And bring healing where there is distress. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We
We cry,
cry,
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
Hosanna
to the
to the
King.
King. Lord, as you led the thief beside you in paradise, and as you were taken down from the cross, we remember those we know and love who have died, whether recently or a long time ago. And we think of the family of friends of Val Greenfield, Herbert Smith, and Frank Saunders. We also remember those who are bearing the pain of war, famine, political unrest, especially in the Middle East and Ukraine. Lord, may they know your love and care. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We
We cry,
cry, Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
Hosanna to
to the
the King.
King. Lord, as we wait in the darkness and stillness before the great day of your resurrection, help us to walk this week more aware of how wonderful you are and what an amazing thing you did for us. Prepare our hearts for the joy of your resurrection. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We
We
cry,
cry,
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna
Hosanna to
to
the
the
King.
King. Amen.
Amen.
And the collect for the day for Palm Sunday. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah. Grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father
Our
in
Father
heaven,
in heaven,
hallowed be
hallowed
your
be
name. Your
your
kingdom come,
kingdom come,
your will be
your will
done
be
on
done
earth
on
as
earth
in
as it
heaven.
is in heaven.
Give us
Give us
today our
today
daily
our daily
bread.
bread.
Forgive us
Forgive
our
us our
sin,
sins,
as we
as
forgive
we forgive
those who
those
sin
who sin
against
against
us.
us.
Lead us not
Lead
into
us not into
temptation,
temptation,
but deliver
but
us
deliver
from
us
evil.
from evil.
For the
For
kingdom,
yours,
the
and all
power,
the
and the
power,
glory
and the
are
glory are
yours,
yours,
now
now
and
and
forever.
forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord, as we go with you into this holy week, hold us close. Help us to be faithful to you, as we know you are always faithful to us. As we journey to the cross, help us to be able to say, like the centurion, truly, this is God's Son.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for joining me. Hopefully see you throughout the week. I'll start the call at 6:15.
Okay.
So
Right.
if you want to have a chat first, that's when to come in. If by any chance I don't appear, someone ring me.
Oh, bless you, sir. Oh,
Okay,
dear.
lots of love. Have a
Have a
good
good
day.
one,
Bye,
everybody. Have a
everybody.
good day.
Bye.
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 Goodbye,
God bless.
everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
much.
Bye.
Thank you,
Bye.
Andrew. Bye.